here's a story from The World.
The demonstrations that have swept across the country since George Floyd's killing seem, at times, to reveal clear divides. The police on one side, protesters and activists on the other. But these things are rarely ever so clear-cut. The World's Monica Campbell spoke with people in California who straddle both communities.
For years, Derek Sanderlin trained San Jose police officers to spot their biases. He also worked to improve their ties with African Americans like him and the city's large immigrant communities. Then he went to a Black Lives Matter protest in downtown San Jose, and things got tense.
You know, I had seen a fair amount of innocent protesters just being shot with rubber bullets, some at point blank.
He stepped forward, pleading for calm, and the local ABC station showed what happened next.
The video shows the officers training their riot guns on Sanderlin. He stood a good distance away, made no aggressive motions to police, yet they fired on him several times, one round hitting him in the groin.
It took me a second to really process the pain in that situation.
He needed surgery. It's unclear whether he can have children. Now, he's rethinking his work with the police. Among other things, he's questioning what it means to have a diverse police force, a goal he's believed in.
Diversity is important, but if there's even a small faction within the department that's sort of determining how they view neighborhoods of color, you know, diversity kind of flies out of the window.
He's not alone thinking this way. Tracy Mears is a law professor at Yale and an expert on policing.
What communities have been saying is that it is important for you to look like me and to reflect who we are.
But, Mears adds,
I don't think you can expect necessarily that having a more quote-unquote diverse police force is going to advance the question about how people act related to bias. That is not a project for the police department alone, again, because it's about the structure of society that we live in.
Stephen Donahue agrees. He leads recruitment and hiring for the San Jose Police.
It's the culture. It's the culture in that department, and it starts at the top, and it disseminates its way down through the ranks all the way to the officers on the street.
But he still believes, like many others, that diversity among officers is important to show.
We're not all white people trying to police other people. This is a department where I'm actually going to send you a pie chart that we have showing all the ethnicity in our department. It's unbelievable. And the minority of our department is white.
The chart shows that there are many minorities. One of them is police officer Silvana Cespedes. Cespedes was at that protest in San Jose, the one where Derek Sanderlin was shot. She was assigned to control the crowd.
I can tell you this. I was first in line at the protests and literally having rocks and bricks and flares, lit flares of fire thrown at me. And obviously ruining it for the people that are there exercising their rights.
Cespedes was 18 when she moved to the U.S. from Bolivia, where she believed police officers were corrupt. In the U.S., she felt a difference.
And I was like, wow, police officers are just like good people. I could trust the police.
As an officer on the San Jose Police Force, she says she's worked to build relationships in the heavily immigrant areas she patrols.
I am in the community in all the outreach programs I can get into. I'm out there trying to teach how to bond with the community.
She's recently started teaching her colleagues Spanish, a first for the department. Vietnamese is also being taught, another first. Cespedes values the diversity of her team.
I have someone from Mexico, from Japan. I have a Hispanic guy, and then it's me.
Cespedes says it hurts to hear more people say they don't trust the police. That's how she felt about the police growing up in Bolivia.
It makes me sad because that's a memory that I carried here at the very beginning, and I was hesitant to call the police as an immigrant coming from a country where police interactions are not lessened.
Despite all the recent protests, Cespedes says she's determined to keep working like always. Her immediate family supports her, she says, but not all of her relatives do.
Family members who, out of nowhere, start calling me a horrible person. And I don't understand because they've known me my whole life.
It's public and private scrutiny that may not go away anytime soon. For The World, Monica Campbell.
From PRX. X.